I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this fine Tuesday. Carrington here. Rob is here, taking you up until 5:30, where we will hand things off to the Royals, who were playing at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. Now, Rob came to me earlier today and said we had a winner in yesterday's Price is Right. Rob, how many people were at yesterday's Royals game?
There were 14,000 fans at the K last night for, I forget what the promotion even was, but they had a promotion last night. They got 14K out there.
So you guys got to change your projections on the Royals. Yesterday, only one person said they were going to get 10,000 people at the game. I mean, I even undershot it yesterday. I had them at 10,200 yesterday. Most people had in that 8 to 9 range. We got to quit disrespecting the Royals. School is out. The weather is great. They're selling dollar hot dogs today. So when we play Price is Right here coming up in 30 minutes, either come correct or don't come at all. Quit disrespecting the Royals. They're getting 16,000 people out of Kauffman Stadium today. We will not tolerate any disrespect for the boys in blue. We'll play that game here coming up in about 15 minutes or so. You guys know the rules. At 2:30, whenever the Royals have a home game, we play Royals Price is Right to guess how many people will be at attendance at today's game. But I don't want to talk about that yet. What I do want to talk about is DeAndre Hopkins. What I do want to play is some audio for you, because you guys know, I would say maybe 3-4 years ago, Patrick Peterson played for the Chiefs, but never played for the Chiefs. I mean, if you were running low on a topic, you know what you could always pull out? You could always pull out a Patrick Peterson. He was that trusty 9-iron that you needed. You could always pull that out the bell. DeAndre Hopkins, I would say, is getting to the exact same way. Well, DeAndre Hopkins went on a very popular podcast. You may have heard of it. It's called I Am Athlete. And he was asked, what is he looking for in a team? Listen to these characteristics and tell me if this team that he describes doesn't sound like the one that you cheer for.
What I want is stable management upstairs. I think that's something that I haven't really had, past couple years of my career coming from Houston to being in Arizona. So I've been through 3 to 4 GMs my career. Mm. So a stable management, a QB who loves the game, QB who, brings everybody on board with him and pushes not just himself, but, people around him. I don't need a great QB. I've done it with subpar QBs, just a QB who loves the game like I do. And a great defense. I think defense wins championships. For me, I think that's the key. You got to have a great defense. You got to have a great D-line. And obviously, just like you said, you meet with people. I have a council of friends who are not just my friends, but they're my business managers as well. So we go in depth about these things, and that's why I love this process. I love this game. It teaches you a lot, and for me, that's it. Great management, QB who loves the game, and a great defense.
All right, let's go through this. And just, does this not sound like the Chiefs? He says stable management. The Chiefs probably have a top 5 owner in the National Football League, very well respected. Long line of football family. His father coined the term for Super Bowl. We talking about NFL royalty, the Hunt family. Brett Veach, People argue that he's the best general manager in the National Football League. Job security on 1,000. Great quarterback that loves the game. I don't got to go into that. I mean, I'm not going to waste your time. I mean, come on now. We know that that's Patrick Mahomes. Great quarterback that loves the game. Let's just get past that one, because you know that that's the Chiefs. Great defense. Rob, is he not describing the Kansas City Chiefs? Is there something that I'm missing? He wants to come play for the Chiefs. Is that not what you guys just heard from DeAndre Hopkins when he describes the checklist of the team that he wants to go play for? You give me the team that fits that better than Kansas City. Sure, there's some other teams that I would say have this. Buffalo was one of those teams. But Kansas City's the better version of Buffalo. You give me the team that fits this criteria better than the one that you cheer for, and I'll stop. But it sounds to me like he was describing the Chiefs. He then takes it one step further in this conversation with I Am Athlete Rob Brenton. He then is asked, hey, give me the top five quarterbacks that you'd like to play with. Mind you, he is currently still on a team. It's not like he's a free agent. He's not Cam Newton. Cam Newton should give you a list of teams I'd be interested in going to play for. Some situations that I think make sense for me. DeAndre Hopkins is currently under contract with the team. I'm going to answer this question. Here it goes.
Josh Allen. He reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck. You know, I love Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. He's Houston kid, your dog, Jalen. Number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by. Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Number four, I'm gonna have to go with. I gotta go with the underdog, man. The people, not a lot of people respect this guy, but you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously. And number five, that's a good one. That's a good question. Number five,
Dak Prescott.
I like Dak Prescott.
Any of these young rookie quarterbacks stand out to you? Do you want to catch a ball from a young player? Are you past that point in your career? Like some guys out there.
Yeah, I'm past that point in my career. But I heard that the quarterback we got from Houston is pretty good. I like him. My grandfather was sending me his highlights on YouTube. But my number five quarterback, man, because it's some good quarterbacks out there that's young and good. I'm gonna have to go with my dude in San Diego. Well, with the Chargers.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Okay. Now, I didn't hear this whole thing, so maybe I'm not getting its proper context. But if I went on somebody else's podcast and they asked me, top five producers I would want to work with, I feel at a minimum I would include my guy. We just heard DeAndre Hopkins talk for 87 seconds, and not at any point did he mention the quarterback that he currently plays with. Not one time. And that was like, yeah, you know, who's the producers that you really like? I don't know, man. My guy Rob's doing really good, man. I'm happy working with Rob, but I feel like I could come back to work. And like, oh, okay, yeah, I see what you were doing there. I see you were playing along with it. DeAndre Hopkins sounds mentally checked out of where he currently is. Do they have a stable management? Do they have a great quarterback? Do they have a great defense and a great defensive line? When he mentions quarterbacks that he wants to play with, why does he not mention the quarterback that's currently on the team? I heard 8-9 other names of quarterbacks. I heard half the league mentioned in this 87-second clip. I didn't hear nothing about the team that he is employed by. Please trade DeAndre Hopkins. Let's end these conversations. He doesn't want to be there. Those of us that cheer for the NFL don't want him to be there. It would be in the best interest of everybody if you got DeAndre Hopkins out of the desert. Please make this happen. I don't know how we can make this happen. I don't know who we need to call, what congressman we need to write, but please let's get this done. He is openly flirting with other teams, telling you how great your situation is and how bad his situation has been. Please come save me. DeAndre Hopkins knows what the rest of us know, that the team that he is playing for this year has 5 wins maximum in them. That Arizona team is going to be terrible. Who's their quarterback? Is it Colt McCoy? Is that who they're starting a quarterback this year? I ain't even kept up since Kyler Murray's been out. Why would I think about the team that's going to have the number one overall pick? I ain't thinking about them. DeAndre Hopkins is crying out for help. And I wanted to start our day off by playing that for you so you could hear DeAndre Hopkins openly telling us, please get me off the Arizona Cardinals. I hate it here. Coming up on the other side, speaking of hating it here, something that we have been talking about and teasing and saying was going to happen has finally happened today. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The only place in town to hear the hypothetical button game is on The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
We have been talking about this for months, years at this point. And finally, we have some news and more information. If you are someone who has a Netflix account, you got an email today. The email should have read, "Your Netflix account is for you and the people who live in your household." It then goes on to say that they are adding an extra fee, $7.99 a month per person who is going to use your account outside of your household. It also warned that they're going to be tightening up because they're trying to boost revenue and subscriber numbers because they've kind of hit a plateau. So instead of them, Rob, making more content and better content to get more people to subscribe to Netflix instead of trying to resolve the writer's strike that is currently happening, they're just going to pass that on to us, and now we have to pay more money to watch great shows like Love is Blind. So we have to continue to pay more money to do this. This is not going to end the way that Netflix wants it to go. It is not, I'm telling you. Hulu is not doing this. HBO Max is not doing this. Paramount Plus is not doing this. There's enough streaming services out there that are dealing with the same password sharing as Netflix. Only one seems overly concerned with trying to tax us. That, Rob, $8 per person who wants to share your account? Every person listening shares a online streaming subscription service with somebody. Maybe you're the one paying for the Netflix and your boy is paying for the Hulu, so y'all switch. You know, you come to a deal. Hey, I'll give you the Netflix password. You give me the Hulu password. We'll just call it even because now we both can use the service. Every single person listening is doing this. I know this, Rob. You know this. The text line knows this. Why does Netflix not know this? You know what I have no interest in doing? Paying this extra $8 a month so my homie can use the Netflix password. We were doing just fine before you guys came in and messed it all up. We have come in just fine. Just fine.
Netflix is spending more time figuring out how to crack down on password sharing than they are about putting out good content. When was the last Netflix show? I guess Love is Blind. When was the last fiction Netflix show you watched and you're like, you know, that was really good? Because Hulu's pumping out show after show after show. Peacock's got show after show after show. HBO Max, I guess just Max now. Show after show after show. When's the last great Netflix TV show? When did we last talk about Netflix being the top of their game? It's been a long time. Tiger King?
It's been a while. Someone on the text line says, so now you're griping that you actually have to pay for Netflix. I paid Netflix $20 a month. Now they're asking for an extra $8 a month if I want to let Rob use the password? We're doing too much. Netflix, we're doing too much. Let's start reeling some of this back. Let's get back to where we used to be. Let's get back to the good old days. I didn't ask for some of this stuff on here. You know what I never asked for? Red Notice. I didn't ask for that. Why'd you guys spend $180 million on that movie? I didn't ask for that. Let's just get back to the basics. You know what I mean? Let's get back to what got us here, Netflix. Netflix is really starting to run the risk of it not being worth what they're asking for. It's not even the best subscription service anymore. It used to be the undisputed heavyweight champion. It ain't anymore, man. I mean, some of you might pay this $8 a month. That's why I wanted to tell you. Maybe you haven't checked your email, but Netflix sent everybody an email today that said, this account is for you and the people who live with you in your household, and they are going to begin to charge you an extra $8 a month per person. So some of you, you know, you have Netflix and you let your sister in Iowa use it and your mom might live somewhere else and she can use your password. All three of you use one Netflix account and everybody is happy. Well, Netflix is not happy because they're about to start taxing you so everybody can watch Ozark on Netflix. Speaking of the internet, Rob, did you see that Jeff Bezos is getting engaged?
It's in the air.
Now, help me understand this. And some of you have remarried before, and that's great. I'm happy you have found somebody. I'm happy that, you know, your first marriage, it didn't work out the way you wanted to. Maybe you were unhappy. Maybe you were in a bad situation. You left that bad situation. You recovered. You met somebody new. And now you and this person are happy. I am happy for you that this happened. But if you're Jeff Bezos and you had the most costly divorce in the history of the world, you want to know what I would be? Single the rest of my life. I'm not interested in getting married again. I don't know if you can get married again if you're Jeff Bezos. That woman hit you for $38 billion. Now, I can't even ask you, Rob, can you imagine doing something like this? That man, Jeff Bezos, his divorce cost him $38 billion. I'm not interested in entering any agreement with another person after that. No, I wouldn't trust a soul after I had to sign over $38 billion to you at the end of our marriage. And then you quickly got married. Now I see you going on vacations and being happy with your new husband, with the money that I gave you. That money came from my account. Oh, absolutely not. That's why Amazon taxing the NFL for everything. Bezos trying to get it back. He was married to Mackenzie Scott. They were married for 25 years and they have four kids together. They got divorced. He had to give her $38 billion. You can't get married again if you're Jeff Bezos. That's a non-starter. We can keep hanging out. I care about you. I love you. I've clearly shown you that I want to be with you. You live a great life with me here. You know, we're not entering any marital agreement. I'm over that part of my life. Jeff Bezos has to get out of this now, immediately.
Why wouldn't he just do a prenup? Like, get a prenup, protect the $38 billion, don't lose this game again, keep breaking in millions, and you can have wedded bliss. Just, it seems like the prenup was designed for people like Jeff Bezos. It's not designed for regular schmoes. It's designed for him.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just, I don't know how the prenups work. You guys could tell me. Some of you might be in a prenup. Jeff Bezos might have a wandering eye. He might be looking to the left and the right. Maybe he slips up one day. Maybe he makes the wrong delivery. And now you know your prenup is now voided because you stepped out on your marriage. And now you got to sign over another $38 billion to this new woman. At least you could say Mackenzie was with you from the start. She was with you when your idea was just an idea. You know, she was really helping you ship those boxes off, you know? She's entitled to something. This girl, she just popped up after everything was already going. You already got 100 million people on Amazon Prime at this point. She just come around here. How do you know she's in it for you and not for the money? I'm telling you, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't sign up to get married if I was Jeff Bezos. You can't do it, man.
We also don't know. Maybe the lady's pressuring him. She was like, hey, I'm not going to date forever. I want to be married. I want to be in wedded bliss. Man, there's more of the story than we know. I think if you get a prenup and you're Jeff Bezos, you're fine. You just have one rule. Don't have a wandering eye. Don't get caught slipping, which is the rule for marriage from the jump. It's like a special rule just for him. He just gets taxed $38 billion for that rule.
Jeff Bezos got enough money where he can cheat, though. You know, you got to think, if you got $38 billion to give somebody else, that means that you also have $38 billion. You might can, like, get away with a couple of things. Like, I don't know what kind of agreement you and Mackenzie have, but for $38 billion, you probably, y'all rules might be a little different. You and Caroline might have some different rules. Jeff Bezos, they're probably operating at a different level about the terms of their relationship and the terms of their marriage. Obviously, that's what he thought, because she hit that man for $38 billion. He had one level of thinking. She was not thinking that way. Mackenzie was not thinking that way when she taxed my man.
I would imagine they don't have a, you know, celebrity free pass list, because Jeff Bezos can buy that person. He can buy that person, be like, hey, you now are coming to my yacht. I would imagine they live a different life. You're right.
Do you know what Jeff Bezos' net worth is? So I just went to google.com and I just Googled net worth for Jeff Bezos. Do you know what it says, what the results is for Jeff Bezos? So I just, mind you, this is after he gave Mackenzie Scott $38 billion. So, I mean, you know, you took a little bit of a hit. I don't care how rich you are. If you got to give over $38 billion to another person, that was probably a bad day. Like, I don't think he was just happy that day to sign this over. It's a big loss. What, right now on Google, if you type in Jeff Bezos net worth, what do you think it says?
Can I ask a question? Do you know if this was before or after he bought Whole Foods? Because he now owns Whole Foods.
I don't know. I really don't know, man. I literally just typed it in. I just typed in Jeff Bezos net worth, and I'm just going to read to you the number that it says.
I mean, the numbers I'm guessing are outlandish, but I don't think they're that outlandish. I'm going to say he's worth $500 billion.
Well, you're a little too high for him.
Okay.
139.
All right.
139.
Still an outlandish amount of money, but I overshot it by a little bit.
Yeah, according to Forbes, he is the third richest person in the world today. The third richest person in the world.
Who ranks above him?
Well, on this, on Forbes, so they have, like, real time. So it, like, goes up and down. It's like a power ranking of rich people. I'm serious. Like a power ranking of rich people. Elon Musk is number one, and Bernard Arnault. Is that how you pronounce his
gentleman's
name?
I don't know who that is.
He is in France. He is the richest person in the world currently. In real time, it says Elon Musk is number two. Larry Ellison is number four. And Bill Gates, he is number five.
Who's this Arnott guy own that he keeps raking in the money?
I'm sure I mispronounced his name, But yeah, he is the chairman and CEO of Moet Hennessy and Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, so, that'll do it. Yeah,
that makes sense. How he is worth $222.1 billion. It's a good life. It's a good life that you've created for yourself.
We got in the wrong industry, my man. We should have been in the Louis Vuitton game,
That's a quit
radio
talking
game.
About Luke Hochaver. Let's get out of this business. Let's get out of the Luke Hochaver business, and let's get into whatever business that these two people are in on.
of all people, Luke Hochaver caught the stray.
Let's get out of this. This guy, this Brady Singer business, and get into a completely different bag. All right, Rob, it is time. 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. You know what time it is. Time for Kansas City's favorite game. How many people are going to be at Kauffman Stadium? You guys completely underestimated the Royals yesterday. They got 14,000 people out at the K. It's another nice night. They're selling dollar dogs. They lost yesterday, but that doesn't matter. Place was half full yesterday. How many people do you think are going to be out at Kauffman Stadium today? We'll play Royals prices right next. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the De Pasquale Mora Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs and the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kansas City's favorite game. How many people will be at the Royals game last night? Oh, there was a lot of disrespect for the Kansas City Royals, as the attendance last night was 14,229. So when you give your predictions today, John, Jacob, Calvin, and Samuel, put some respect on the Royals and the people of this here community. Because people are going to Royals games. I think they might sell out tonight. I'm actually shocked that there's tickets available. The fact that you guys can get tickets to watch the 14-35 Royals take on the 21-24 Tigers on a beautiful night, and they're selling dollar hot dogs, and they're giving away a bobblehead today. They're giving away a Slugger bobblehead doll. I'm shocked tickets are even available for today.
A Slugger controller holder for the gamer in your house.
Oh, my goodness. 31,000 are walking through the turnstiles today at Kauffman Stadium. Let's start the game. You guys know the rules. Closest to the number without going over wins the pizza. If nobody wins today, we will double up, and tomorrow you will get two pizzas if you win. All right, John, you know the rules. It's Kansas City's most popular game, John. You tell me how many people are going to be at Kauffman Stadium later tonight.
That'll be 16-9.
16-9, all right. He puts you on hold, John. Don't hang up. All right, Jacob, Put some respect on the Royals. How many people are going to be out at the K tonight?
Let's go 15-7.
15-7. All right, everybody expecting a little bit of a bump with the dollar dogs. All right, Calvin, how many people do you think are going to be at Kauffman Stadium tonight?
Let's go with right at 17,000.
17,000 people out at Kauffman Stadium. All right, Sam, you're the last one here. How many people do you think are going to be out at the K tonight?
I'm going to have to give it 25K.
25,000 people. All right, put you on hold here. Rob, the clear play is $1 here, right? The clear play is $1. All right. If I'm going to give an honest, I think it's a little bit more people than yesterday, but not that many more. I will go 15-1 today out at Kauffman Stadium would be my official prediction. It's a nice night, dollar dogs. I think that brings people to the stadium. I think you see a little bit of a bump, but not much. 15-1 is going to be my official answer.
If I was playing the game, I would have $1 the listeners.
I would 100% $1. I think everybody's too high.
I actually was in the same ballpark as you. I was thinking like 15-5.
Okay.
A little bump for the dollar dogs, but I don't know if the gamer in your household is running out to the K to get that bobblehead.
Yeah, okay, all right. Everybody, Rob's going to get your information. We'll see who wins. If everybody is over, tomorrow we will give a chance for two pizzas. We play every day the Royals play at 2:30. Guess how many people are going to be in attendance at Kauffman Stadium, a game that is sweeping Kansas City.
The nation, really. I mean, people are talking about in San Diego.
I think so. You know what? I'm underselling this show and its power and its reach. With the Odyssey app, where you can listen to this show anywhere, you can be in a park in St. Louis and you can turn on the drive. You're right. Thank you, man. You know what? This is a game that's sweeping the nation. How many people are going to be at Kauffman Stadium tonight? Not just taking over Olathe. It's taking over Orlando, too. So, no, thank you for the proper perspective on all of that. So, I was on Arrowhead Pride earlier today, and I was kind of reading through all the stuff and just trying to, you know, get an understanding of what they were talking about. And there was an article linked to Bleacher Report, and it was a confidence level on teams to repeat as the division winners. Now, maybe you don't remember all the teams that won their division last year, but you know what? Let me tell you. So last year, Buffalo was a division winner. Cincinnati won their division. Jacksonville, obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. Philadelphia, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, and San Francisco. Those were the eight teams that won their division last year. So Kansas City was number one on this list. They were the team that this writer was most confident in winning their division. I would have to agree. They won the division, I believe, for eight consecutive years. I didn't see anything from Denver, Los Angeles, or Las Vegas that would lead me to believe that any one of those three teams that I just mentioned are going to win the AFC West. So now I come to you guys. Let's remove the Chiefs. I assume we all are on the same page that the Chiefs are going to win their division this upcoming year. I know you guys love to call me Chargers Dot. I am not picking the Chargers to win this division. Rob is not picking the Broncos to win this division. I don't think that Mark Davis is picking the Raiders to win the division. Tom Brady isn't picking the Raiders to win the division, and he's now a minority owner of the team. So my question to you guys is, aside from the Chiefs, what team do you think is most likely to repeat this upcoming season as division champion? So I ask Rob this question, and Rob looked at me and said, it's obvious who the answer is. And I said, oh, it's obvious. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, hold on, don't tell me. Now's the time I want you to tell me, Rob. You looked at me and you said, it's obvious which one of those seven teams is going to win their division for a consecutive season. I'd love to hear your answer.
Now, I did ask you earlier, let's clarify, AFC or NFC, because I think it's a very difficult question in the AFC. I think the AFC is such a balance of power, such a shift in momentum that I could see that being a difficult question. But in the entire NFL, this is easy. It's the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, wow.
The Cardinals are yet again noisy in the offseason. What's your rule about noisy offseason?
I mean, the Cardinals are the worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm. I am not a believer in the Seahawks. No offense to Geno Smith. I'm not a believer he can do it 2 years in a row. Just no belief in that. I've been calling the Rams dead for a long time now. I mean,
you're throwing the Rams away.
I'm throwing the Rams away. Not a believer in the Rams. No thanks. So that means their division is easy and locked. I would think the Eagles, but the Giants, I think, are due for aggression, but they are a playoff team last year. And the Cowboys, you know, they're a quality football team.
Cowboys are a good team.
Sean Barber was telling us for 2 years, the Cowboys are great. They might ascend up. The NFC North, who knows? I'm going to pick the Lions, but who knows?
Can I cut you off before we get to the AFC? Because I'd love to get to the AFC. Who's the starting quarterback going to be for San Francisco in week one?
Sam Darnold.
So you're telling me.
But it's eventually.
Help me. No, hold on real quick. Help me understand this. You're telling me out of San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Philly, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, and Buffalo, you're telling me the team that you are most confident that is going to win their division is the team that you think, you believe Sam Darnold is going to be starting. Who do you think's their week two starter? Is it Sam Darnold again?
I mean, that's probably Brock Purdy's probably not healthy till week four, so yeah.
So you telling me that's the team you ready to put your money on? That's the obvious pick.
Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely not.
Who's the best coach in the NFC?
Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Kyle Shanahan went to the NFC Championship game last year, and they just changed the rules. He would have probably been in a competitive game if he had a quarterback. He literally didn't have one. Not like Brock Purdy's bad. He was hurt. Kyle Shanahan's the best coach in the NFC, and he's in a soft division. That is why I'm picking the Niners. It seems like a layup.
Yeah, I got to go with no here. It's hard for me to say that it is a given if you don't have the best quarterback in your division. To me, if you are asking, pick a team that you are certain out of those seven that's going to win their division again, I feel like you have to take Jacksonville. I feel like you have to take them for a very obvious reason. The other three teams are in a transition period. Indianapolis just had a top five pick and drafted a quarterback that I imagine at some point is going to start because most rookie quarterbacks start at some point. I don't think Richardson is ready to start. Houston is probably going to start a rookie quarterback at some point this season in C.J. Stroud. Tennessee to me seems like a team that could be sellers at the deadline, that Derrick Henry could get the Christian McCaffrey treatment, and in week seven, week eight, he's going to play for another team because Tennessee doesn't think they have a chance. I think the answer has to be Jacksonville. Their quarterback situation in comparison to the other three teams in their division, it is not close between them. I would say in almost every other division, it's kind of close. Even in the Chiefs division. Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Don't get me wrong. Herbert's what? The fourth? The fifth? The sixth best? If you think Trevor Lawrence is a top five, top eight quarterback in the league, how far down do you got to get to until you get to Ryan Tannehill? How far down do you got to get to until you get to C.J. Stroud? The gap between Trevor Lawrence and the second best quarterback is wider than the gap between the number one quarterback and number two quarterback of any two teams in the division. I got to take Jacksonville as the most. If you're telling me I got to only bet on one of them, because I would bet on Buffalo again to win their division. I'm not super high on the Jets. I think the Dolphins got kind of figured out a little bit the second half of the season. I think New England is a 7-8 win team. I don't think their roster is incredibly talented. I'd pick Jacksonville, though.
Jacksonville was my second choice. Let me ask you, though, what's the inverse of this question? When you look at the landscape of the NFL and you said, okay, these teams won their divisions last year. I don't need to go through all eight again.
Yeah.
We can include the Chiefs if you want. Which is least likely to repeat? Which do you go, that's not happening again? There's just, that's no chance.
Minnesota. You know how I am. Like, point differential matters to me.
Over Tampa?
Yeah, just because that division is just so, like, I can make a case for all four teams in the NFC South winning the division again. That if Tampa wanted it, I mean, they finished under 500 last year. Could 8-9 win the NFC South again? I wouldn't be overly surprised. No team had a winning record in that division, and all four teams had a negative point differential. I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta won the NFC South. Anything can happen. Yeah, I would say Minnesota. You want to talk about a team that's primed for regression? It's the team that won 13 games yet had a negative point differential. That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. Like, I don't think you guys understand how improbable what Minnesota did was last year. So let's take a look at the other teams that won at least 12 games last season. Buffalo won 13 games. Their point differential was plus 169. Cincinnati won 12 games. Their point differential was plus 96. Kansas City won 14 games. Their point differential was plus 127. Philly, plus 133. Dallas, plus 125. San Francisco, plus 173. Minnesota, minus 3. One of them things is not like the other. They're not a good football team. Not at all. That's how you lose in round one to the New York Giants at the crib. That's how you beat them. That's how you get beat. So, yeah, no, it's Minnesota. Not even close. I will not pick Minnesota anywhere near the postseason. They have nine and eight written all over them and narrowly missing the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question about the bet, though, the winning bet.
Okay.
You always say the say it out loud test. Yep. That's your thing.
I am a big believer of that.
You think the following sentence passes the say it out loud test. The Jacksonville Jaguars are back-to-back divisional champions. Because that sentence has never been said in the history of man.
To be fair, you're the same person that's going to tell me that the Detroit Lions are the favorite to win their division, and that also has never been said before. You're the same person that is going to – all right, if we're talking about Jacksonville, who we've seen win playoff games and make it to AFC championship games, here in about 30 seconds, you're going to tell me why the Lions are the best team in their division, and we've never been able to say that. Why they have the most talent in their division, never been able to say that. You might could convince me that they have the best quarterback in their division. You ain't never been able to say that. So let's just be fair across the board here. Let's be fair on both sides to the Lions and Jacksonville.
I also think it's different because you have been telling me for 3 years now, we may have put too much sauce on Trevor Lawrence. We just saw him play one good game against Alabama.
Yeah,
and suddenly here you are crowning them as the AFC South champions.
Well, I mean, I'm not excited about it. I'm not thrilled about it, but I have to participate. I have to play the game here a little bit. I don't have a choice. I don't have a single choice about what I'm going to do. Coming up at the top of the hour, we actually haven't talked a lot about Jim Brown. I got a topic I want to run by you guys. We'll do that here coming up in about 10 minutes or so when it comes to Jim Brown. We'll do that here coming up in a bit. But, Rob, if you can just hit me with a little bit of music because you know what happened yesterday. The Los Angeles Lakers got swept out of the postseason. Can you hit me with an NBA minute? I need a little bit of NBA music so we can talk about this. The Los Angeles Lakers got smooth out of the NBA tournament yesterday. And even as somebody who picked the Denver Nuggets to win the whole thing, I was a little bit sad. LeBron put on a masterful performance yesterday. Anthony Davis, I have no clue what he was doing yesterday, and he was playing like, well, Anthony Davis. Well, last night after the game, LeBron, for the first time in his career, hinted that possibly, maybe, perhaps, he could retire. Listen to this.
I don't like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career, and I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, getting to the finals. But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. I had a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I had a lot to think about.
Now, I say this as somebody who loves LeBron James. My favorite athlete. My favorite player in the league. There is a 0% chance that LeBron is going to miss the opportunity for a Kobe farewell tour around the NBA. A 0% chance. LeBron James is not announcing his retirement at the end of a season so he can't get his flowers. You're telling me that he's going to miss the opportunity to even create the content for himself? We already know that he's been working with the person that made The Last Dance. We already know that. You think that he's going to miss the opportunity to chronicle his final season in the NBA? Don't fall for it. I get it. You're a little hurt. You're disappointed. You played masterful basketball in the final game of that series, and Anthony Davis didn't join you there. But let's not kid ourselves. There is a 0% chance that LeBron James is going to announce his retirement this way. Now, maybe he doesn't announce his retirement at the beginning of the season, but LeBron will announce his retirement with enough time for it to be multiple months of nonstop LeBron coverage and conversation around it, especially when Los Angeles hosts the All-Star Game in 2 years. In 2025, Los Angeles is the host of the All-Star Game. We think LeBron's just not going to be a part of it. I don't think LeBron's going to play too much longer, but LeBron will be in that All-Star Game, and that'll probably be his last one. So, yes, that is today's NBA Minute. LeBron was so good yesterday.
Do you believe all this play with his son stuff? Because I don't know that his son's a one and done. And I don't know if your son's not a one and done, you really can't control when he gets drafted, when he leaves. I think for too long we've just accepted the Bron and Bronny conversation. I don't know it's actually feasible.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say without, like, let's see his son play college basketball first before we have, you know, like.
I mean, you're one of the few people that's actually seen him play.
Yeah, but I mean,
you don't view him the way you view the Zion or something.
No, I don't think his son is going to be a one-and-done player. I think his son, the best interest for him is probably to stay multiple years. But, like, I didn't think that Grady Dick was a one-and-done player. Like, I think Grady Dick could use to be benefit by staying in there. You and I both agree that Grady Dick will be a lottery pick this upcoming season and will be one of the top 13 players selected. So let's see Bronny play this year. Could Bronny turn out to be the 14th overall pick in next year's NBA draft? It's not outside the realm of possibility. So I think some of this is we have to see how his son's college career goes and see what he looks like before we really make a determination on whether or not he is going to continue playing. But I do feel very strongly. So not this upcoming All-Star Game, so not in 2024, but in 2025, Los Angeles is the host of the All-Star Game. LeBron will 100% be there. The same way that, remember when Jordan, it was clear that he was done playing and they had that big ceremony? They stopped the game for LeBron when he broke the all-time record. That moment, LeBron is going to win. He is not retiring at the end of the season the way that he was threatening to do yesterday. It's nonsense. I'd love LeBron, but come on now. Let's not kid ourselves. Coming up at the top of the hour, we haven't really talked a whole lot about Jim Brown. A lot of people believe that Jim Brown is the greatest football player of all time, but he has one of the most complex legacies of anybody we have ever discussed. We'll talk about it. Keep right here, Mr. Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.